In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
6:52 and time to check in with our CBS News business analyst, Jill Schlesinger. And Jill, first of all, happy Monday. But secondly, it's this weird moment in time when if you look at the stock market, it looks like everything's going great. The economy is growing. And yet so many people are just feeling like they cannot keep up because everything's so expensive.
I like to call this the you're not crazy segment because, you know, you'll hear people like me come on the air and say, oh, you know, the economy is growing, stock market reaching new highs, housing values are up, all these, everyone's getting wealthier. And you're like, what? I don't feel that way. You're not crazy. And the way I can explain this is to think about the letter K, okay? Draw a line down and look at those two different arms. One goes up, one goes down, right? That's the K. Let's talk about the top part of it. These people are the people who basically have a lot of money already saved or are making a lot of money, meaning more than, say, $175,000 a year. These are the kinds of people who probably already own a home and they have money in their retirement accounts, enough money to feel good about the stock market being up a lot. Or maybe they have an account that's outside of retirement and they're doing really well and they feel really good. Now, if you look at the bottom arm of the K, you look at anyone who's making less than about, again, this is, you know, depends where you live, but about $175,000 and lower. These folks are worried about their jobs. They are contending with still high prices. They may have some money in the stock market inside of their retirement accounts, but they have smaller account values or they have a long time before they can access that money. And so all they're focused on is price levels for everything from childcare to elder care to health care to their rent to automobile costs. And that is what we are seeing as like this really big divide between the haves and the have-nots, which is coloring everyone's view of what is going on in the economy. It really does come down to what's going on in your personal situation, and that influences how you feel about the economy.
Well, one of the things I read at JillOnMoney.com in your blog is the anxiety about the labor market. Not only large companies like Amazon, but small companies are laying people off, Jill.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I mean, it's not good news, but it's interesting in that often when we see a labor market that's slowing down, and we did see a slowdown in the labor market, you kind of see it all across the board, right? So you have big companies saying we're not hiring or we're laying off. It's sort of like a broad-based picture. That's not what we are seeing. What we are seeing is smaller companies have really been the leaders in laying people off. Whereas you might hear about, oh, Amazon's laying people off, but it's a fraction of the number of people they already employ. Whereas the smaller companies are getting smaller. Some of these companies have really been hit by the tariffs and the uncertainty that tariffs bring. And what I'm hearing is that on the ground, a lot of these smaller companies, think about like your local restaurant that is like, oh, it's closed. What happened? A lot of them got through the pandemic with the help of some government assistance. Now they're adjusting to the reality that they had to raise prices. People weren't going to go out as much. They suffered, and now they have to lay people off. So all of these things are taken together and paint an economy that's in transition. I've got good news, though. I don't want this to be a bummer. Are you ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Okay. Regular gas prices are now below $3 a gallon nationally, first time in 4 years. And also, we're likely to get another interest rate cut when the Fed finishes their meeting the day after tomorrow. We'll get another quarter of a percentage point. We're down to 3.5 to 3.75% if that's the case. It would be the lowest range in nearly 3 years. So it will be actually a little bit better for borrowers. I'm hoping that this kind of this push into the end of the year also will be helped. If you don't go crazy spending for the holiday season, you also are likely to look ahead and say, hey, I'm probably going to get a big tax refund. A lot of the tax experts that I speak to say that they think this is going to be the best season for individual refunds in terms of the amounts that they have seen in a long time. So if you don't blow it by putting a whole bunch of presents on your credit card, you might get a little bit of extra money, and that could help you feel better about where you stand in your own financial life.
That is Jill Schlesinger. You can always learn more at jillonmoney.com. She's our CBS News business analyst. Have a great week.
Take care.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.